AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Keith Wheatley sounds like he still can't believe it.
The place was like something on TV. Furniture shot up, TVs, walls, bullet holes all in them.
He owns the building that houses one of the two military facilities targeted by gunman Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz yesterday in Chattanooga. Abdulaziz killed four Marines and wounded three other people before police shot him dead. This morning, we're learning that they've found nothing so far on his computer to indicate he was inspired directly by the Islamic State group. Former FBI official Sean Henry says this is just the beginning of a very long investigation.
They're looking at the motivation, and that's where they'll be going through all of this information to see why Abdulaziz acted the way he did, took these actions, and again, who else is he connected to?
He was on the Today Show this morning. Abdulaziz was born in Kuwait but lived and went to school in Tennessee. A former classmate says he was outgoing and popular. Everybody knew him, he told us. Four people were shot in northern Maine overnight in three communities, and the gunman's on the loose. Authorities say he's a sex offender who's in a stolen truck. No word on what this is all about, and we don't know what condition the injured are in. Our David Sharp is in Maine.
The search for this gunman is focused in the town of Lee, and I'm told that the entire town has been shut off by a roadblock. In fact, I'm told that reporters can't even make it to the command post in the town of Lee.
A Detroit woman who killed her two children and stored their bodies in a freezer is going to prison for the rest of her life. Michelle Blair said the two sexually abused a sibling but didn't see it happen and didn't report anything to police. So many Americans are renting now. The builders are building more apartment complexes. They broke ground on apartment houses faster last month than at any time in nearly 28 years. This is AP Radio News. Germany is the largest creditor of struggling Greece. And this morning, German Prime Minister Angela Merkel pleaded with lawmakers in Berlin to pass another financial rescue deal for Greece. Our Geir Molson is in Berlin with the result.
German lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly in favor of the new bailout plan for Greece after Merkel told them that the cash-strapped country could face chaos without a deal.
Expectations now rising that Greece will get a three-year financial bailout from Eurozone nations, which will allow it to get back to some sort of economic normality. Mexico's government now confirming that the U.S. filed an extradition request for the drug lord nicknamed El Chapo about a couple of weeks before he escaped from Mexico's highest security prison. He faced charges in the U.S. of conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.